Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that we can be together in spirit. And we thank you, God, that you have a word for us today. Send your Holy Spirit to be upon us and open our hearts to receiving this message. And may your Spirit move through me as I share it. Amen. In his book, Folk Psalms of Faith, Ray Steadman tells of an experience that H.A. Ironside had in a crowded restaurant. Ironside was a Canadian-American Bible teacher, preacher, theologian, pastor, and author. On that day, Steadman tells us, just as Ironside was about to begin his meal, a man approached and asked if he could join him, and Ironside invited him to have a seat. Then, as was his custom, Ironside bowed his head in prayer. When he opened his eyes, the other man asked, "Do you have a headache?" And Ironside replied, "No, I don't." The other man asked, "Well, is there something wrong with your food?" And Ironside replied, "No, I was simply thanking God, as I always do before I eat." The man said, "Oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I want you to know I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just start right in." Ironside said, "Yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does too." Here we are once again, a few days before Thanksgiving Day, and we're encouraged to think about the things that we are thankful for and to offer God our gratitude for providing all these things. And every year at this time, my message to those in church is that we should be thankful every day, not just on Thanksgiving Day. This morning, our scripture reading was from Psalm 95, 1 through 7a. And we're going to use these words to help us reflect on everyday thankfulness. This psalm is an invitation to us to come before God with thankful hearts, and we're encouraged to express our gratitude through praise. The writer of this psalm invites us to thankful worship, to sing and to shout, to kneel before the one to whom we owe our gratitude. And the psalmist points out three good reasons we should worship our God with thankfulness and praise. With thankful hearts, we praise God because God is the rock of our salvation. The name rock refers to the fact that God is the foundation of everything. He alone is immovable, unbreakable. When building a house, it's important to dig down to the rock to form a strong foundation so that over time the ground beneath the house won't begin to crumble and tear the house apart. God is the foundation of our lives that will not crumble. In God, there is no need to fear because he will not crumble, and as long as we trust him, neither will we. The first American Thanksgiving didn't occur in 1621 when a group of pilgrims shared a feast with a group of friendly Indians. The first recorded Thanksgiving took place in Virginia more than 11 years earlier, and it wasn't a feast. The winter of 1610 at Jamestown had reduced a group of 409 settlers to 60. The survivors prayed for help, without knowing when or how it might come. When help arrived, in the form of a ship filled with food and supplies from England, a prayer meeting was held to give thanks to God. A man, this is another story, a man has been lost and walking in the desert for about 5 days. And one hot day, actually, they're all hot in the desert, he comes to the home of a preacher, tired and weak. He crawls up to the house and collapses on the doorstep. The preacher takes him in and nurses him back to health. Feeling better, the man asks the preacher for directions to the nearest town. And the preacher tells him the directions and offers to lend him his horse to make it. The preacher says, "However, there is a special thing about this horse. You have to say thank you to make the horse go. And to make it stop, you have to say amen." Anxious to get to town, the man says, "Sure, sure, okay," and gets on the horse. He says thank you, and sure enough, the horse starts walking. A bit later, he says louder, "Thank God, thank God." And the horse starts walking again, a bit faster. And he says it louder, "Thank God, thank God, thank God." And the horse is soon up to a full run. About then, he realizes he's heading for a huge cliff. And he yells, "Whoa!" But the horse doesn't even slow. He's coming up real quick, and he's doing everything he can possibly say and do to make the horse stop. "Whoa, stop, hold on." Finally, he remembers, "Amen." The horse stops a mere 2 inches from the cliff's edge, almost throwing him over its head. The man, panting and his heart racing, wipes the sweat from his face and leans back in the saddle. "Oh," he says, gasping for air, "thank God." You do remember, don't you? It would do us good to never take God for granted. God is the rock of our salvation. The psalmist also points out, though, that with thankful hearts, we're to praise God, because God is creator of all things and all belongs to God. Without God, our world and all that dwells on it, our universe as we know it, would be non-existent. You and I would not exist. Little Dalton wouldn't exist. The seasons would not exist. The food we eat would not exist without God. Not only should we remember that God is creator of all, but we need to remember also that everything belongs to God. Humanity has been given the responsibility to be good stewards of all that God creates. It is a blessing. My friends, it is a privilege that God would give us this responsibility. But we need to remember that we are not the creator of all things. God is. And for this, we should always be thanking God. There was a man who went on vacation with his wife and took along a camera. Upon their return, his wife began proudly showing off their latest set of vacation photos. She'd then tell her husband her co-workers' reactions. And after a few days of this, her husband noticed a recurring theme. Invariably, people would say, "Wow, your husband must have a really nice camera." Even though people liked his photos, he was disappointed. He wanted them to acknowledge what a good photographer he was, not what a good camera he had. He ranted to his wife. Why do people do this? Nobody looks at a painting and says, nice brushes. Nobody looks at a skyscraper and says, nice drafting table. Nobody looks at a sculpture and says, nice chisel. What's wrong with these people? It felt good to get that off his chest. Until his wife reminded him, so how often do you look at creation and say, nice work, God? With thankful hearts, we praise God because God is the rock of our salvation. God is the creator of all. And because God is God, and we are God's sheep. There is no other true God. God is greater than anything we could ever imagine. God can do and have anything he wants. And yet, God chooses you and me. Did you hear that? Wow. God chooses you and me. We are God's sheep. And God is our great shepherd, watching over us, protecting us, and saving us. It just blows my mind to think about this amazing and awesome God caring about me so much, even when I wander away from him. How about you? Dr. Andrew Bonar, a minister of the Free Church of Scotland, tells us that in the highlands of Scotland, a sheep would often wander off into the rocks and get into places that they couldn't get out of. The grass on these mountains is very sweet, and the sheep like it. And they will jump down 10 or 12 feet, and then they can't jump back up again. And the shepherd hears them bleating in distress. They may be there for days until they have eaten all the grass. The shepherd will wait until they are so faint they cannot stand. And then they will put a rope around him, and he will go over and pull that sheep up out of the jaws of death. Why don't they go down there when the sheep first gets there? I asked. Ah, he said. They are so very foolish. They would dash right over the precipice and be killed if they did. And that is the way with people. They won't go back to God until they have no friends and have lost everything. But God, well, God is always nearby, ready to rescue us from ourselves if we let him. God loves us more than our minds can comprehend, and God will never abandon us. Are we thankful? The psalmist sings, let us come before God with thanksgiving. He didn't have Thanksgiving Day. So he surely is telling us to give God our thanks every single day. Therefore, with thankful hearts, we praise God because he is the rock of our salvation and because he is our creator and because God is God and we are his sheep. My friends, my dear precious friends, may we give our heartfelt thanks to God every single day and not just on Thanksgiving. Amen.